brethren, we ought to understand what the hope of our calling is. We must have a clear vision of our hope unto glory. Now, I've been around in the past few weeks fellowshipping with brethren, and I discovered that there are many people out there who still do not have a revelation of that which Christ came to perform upon the earth. Now, John cautioned us, the Apostle John, warning that we should try the spirits. Try the spirits to know whether they are of God or they are not of God. You have to try the spirits. And you can only try the spirits if you have a revelation of Christ. Like I've always mentioned, you need a revelation of Christ. You see, a fairy tale version of Jesus Christ will not lead you into the glory that God intended for you from the foundation of the world. See, a conceptual, human conceptual view of Jesus will not lead anyone into the glory that God designed from the beginning. You need a pure understanding. You need revelation from above. This knowledge comes by the Spirit, not, you know, from flesh and blood. Flesh and blood represents the wisdom of man, the reasoning of man. And that is the intelligence that reigns in this world today. That is the intelligence that reigns in the systems of religion. And that kind of intelligence, flesh and blood, cannot reveal what Christ is all about. It is only the Father that can give you a clear revelation of what Christ is all about. When Peter got that revelation and told Jesus, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus Christ made it clear that flesh and blood had not revealed that thing to him. Because flesh and blood is not aware of this mystery. It is my Father, the Father of lights, that has given you that revelation. And Jesus Christ went further to say that upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What Jesus was saying is upon the revelation of Christ from above, upon the revelation of Christ, which comes from the Father of lights, I will build that church, that glorious church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Praise God. And we know that that knowledge, that understanding from above, is what will give us entrance into the paradise of God. It is what will give us the victory over the power of death and over the power of hell. It is that revelation of the name of Christ. So we have to receive it from the Father. See, human wisdom cannot give you a revelation of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. The Father has to reveal to you what Christ is all about. The Father has to reveal to you the work or the workings of Christ. Praise God. So we got to examine the spirits. Examine the spirits, because even Satan transforms himself into an angel of light and goes about with his Bible. He goes about with his suit. He preaches end time messages. You see it? He also preaches come out of Babylon. See, Satan goes about like an angel of light. Deceiving people. Praise God. Instead of liberating the people, the people are drawn further and further into bondage and into death. Praise God. Now, the mistake people have, or rather, the misconception of Satan is that Satan is some kind of, you know, creature, evil creature that comes to torment, and you know, that comes to, you know, in a very, how do I put it, frightful form, you know, to destroy the church. But what you must understand is that Satan works through the minds of men. He's simply not aware of the things that pertain to God. If Satan manifests himself as an angel of light, he manifests himself as an angel of light to save you. Now, these men that go about with a false version of the gospel do not mean any harm to those people who they preach the gospel to. Some of them really have good intentions. You know, they have good intentions to preach, you know, what they feel is the gospel. So we must beware. Praise God. We must beware and understand where people are coming from when they open their mouths to speak. In a letter of, you know, Paul to the Corinthians, he mentioned that had they known, had they recognized Christ Jesus, they would not have crucified him. Bear it in mind that those religious leaders intended to, you know, kind of protect what their idea of what God is all about. See, they had their own interpretation of what the Christ will be. They had their interpretation of, you know, their end time interpretations of what the end will be. So you see, some of them went about crucifying Jesus in good faith. You see, some of them did it, you know, thinking that they were protecting the name of God. That how can a man make himself equal with God? When Jesus Christ says, "I and the Father are one," they pick up stones to crucify him. If you see me, you've seen the Father. The scribes and the Pharisees, that's the religious leaders of those days, pick up stones to crucify Jesus. Why? Because they thought they were protecting the sacred name of God. They simply did not have a revelation of what Christ is. See, and that is the spirit of the Antichrist. He's simply not aware. The Antichrist spirit is a spirit of ignorance. It's a spirit of darkness that is simply not aware of the things of God. So he will manifest himself in different ways. See, it's not just through, you know, bombings or slayings and all that. He manifests himself even through the people who call themselves called out, end time ministers. Simply because they did not have a revelation of what Christ is all about. So John the Apostle says you have to try them. You have to try the spirits. Try the spirits. It's all talking about trying those who come to minister to you. You have to listen to their voices, listen to them, and discern whether this is of God or not of God. Now, if you quickly turn to the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Christ Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of what? Antichrist. Whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now is it in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? The spirit of the Antichrist is already present. It was present from the days of John, and it is present today. See, that is the spirit that rules this age. It is the spirit that negates the knowledge of the Son of God. Any spirit that does not confess that Christ is come. Bear in mind, any spirit that does not confess that Christ is come is not of God. If you hear of any spirit that makes a reference to a Christ without, a Christ in heaven, a Christ in Jerusalem, a Christ that will come down from the sky someday in the future, bear it in mind that that is not the spirit of God walking through that man. That is the spirit of man. That is the spirit of the Antichrist. See, that is the spirit of the Antichrist, which is actually one with the serpent. See, Jesus Christ says, either you are for me or you are against me. It's either you gather with me or you scatter. If you are with Christ, you are one flesh, one body, one spiritual body with Christ. Praise God. And Christ is here by the Spirit to gather us, everyone, back into that one body, which is Christ. So that it is no longer I, but Christ. You see, we are joined and united with the Spirit of Christ, so that we become one spirit. It's a spiritual body. It's one spirit. We become one spirit. So that it is no longer what I thought I was, or what people perceive me to be, that lives in me, but Christ lives in me. Praise God. But the work of the Antichrist is to hide the knowledge of Christ in you. You see, this is the darkening. This is the deception of the devil. The devil is a deceiver, is a liar, is a thief, is a robber from the beginning. And what he does is to deny you of the knowledge, the sacred knowledge of the seed of Christ in you. Praise God. That is what Satan does. That is what the spirit of the Antichrist does. He hides the keys to God's kingdom from you by, blinding the eyes of your understanding, so that you are not aware of your true personality, which is nested in Christ from the foundation of the world. Praise God. From the beginning, it was Satan that blinded the eyes of Adam, so that he lost all awareness of his portion in light, He lost all awareness of his portion in the glory of God. He lost all awareness of the fact that he is the image and the glory of God. Praise God. So Satan is simply the wisdom of this world. Is the wisdom of this world the wisdom of this age? Praise God. This is the same spirit of the Antichrist that tries to darken the eyes of our understanding so that we continually look at ourselves as entities separate from God, entities separate from Christ and God. But Jesus comes to open our eyes, praise God, through the light of the gospel. Now, if you turn quickly to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, it says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the glory, the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, now the light of the gospel of Christ simply comes to illuminate the eyes of our understanding. Hallelujah. And unveil the image of God in us, which is Christ. Christ is the image of God. Christ is the glory of God. You see, in a letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote expressly that Christ is the image of the invisible God. See it? Christ is the one that has been from the beginning with the Father. By him all things were created. He is the express image of the invisible God. If you see Christ, you see God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that God said, let us create man in our image and likeness. Hallelujah. If you have a deep revelation into that statement or into what transpired there, it was actually God himself projecting himself into a body called man. Praise God. It was God himself projecting himself into that body, which is actually a spiritual light body. Praise God. And that is the only man, that is the only body that is known of God. It's a spiritual light body in the heavens, which this very day we call the body of Christ, a many-membered body, because we all originated from that body. We all originated from that body of light that was from the foundation of the world. We all originated from the body that has no beginning, no end. See, but we were deceived along the line. See, we had been deceived and blinded. We were blinded in our minds. The eyes of our understanding were blinded by the prince of this world, the God of this world, which is Satan, who is also the Antichrist. He blinded our eyes and molded us out to live a life after the flesh, so that we lived as human beings, we lived as carnal creatures, creeping things of the dust. When you see the creeping things of the dust, these are allegories of the carnality. Praise God. So the knowledge that we received right from the moment where we entered into this world, from our parents, from institutions, from, you know, our religious teachers, only identified us with the outer identified us with the natural, identified us with the visible, identified us with the corruptible. And we have suffered greatly as a result of this blindness in our hearts. We became slaves to corruption. We became slaves to a sinful nature. We became, you know, slaves to sin and death. We had an identity separate from God. We sensed there was a sense of separation between us and God. There was a wall erected in our minds through these teachings by men and the systems of religion. Now this is Satan working. That is the spirit that rules in the sons of disobedience. That is the spirit that governs this whole world that we live in. See, Satan is not aware of the things of God. See, Satan represents emptiness, void, darkness. Praise God. So we've lived a life, you know, in relation to a material world. We've lived a life in relation to a temporal order that has no eternal value. We were slaves to corruption, full of lust, full of all kind of, you know, ungodliness. See, we had our minds stayed on the things of on the earth because our knowledge was darkened. But when the light of the gospel comes, it comes to reveal our path in Christ. It comes to reveal our path in that body of light. It comes to reveal our path in Christ Jesus from the foundation of the world. That is what the gospel is all about. It reveals Christ in us. It reveals the image of God in us. This image all along has been hidden, you know, in vessels of clay, so that we walked in darkness, not knowing what we had locked up on the inside of us, not knowing the glory of the Lord was inside of us. We were veiled, so to say. Hallelujah. Christ was revealed from heaven to give us understanding, to illuminate the eyes of our understanding, so that we realize that we are in Him. Praise God. You see this in 1 John chapter 5. It's a scripture, you know, one of my favorite verses in the scripture. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 20. See, the Son of God has come to give us knowledge. He has come to give us understanding that we are in Him. See, this is the true image. This is the true creation of God from the foundation of the world. We are in Him that is true. We are all part of that one body, that light body. And this is the true God and eternal life. The totality of what God is in that body, is embedded in that body. And we all form part of that body. You see, but somehow along the line, the darkness of this world separated us. This one here became American, this one here became African, this one became white, this one became black, you know, this one became poor, this one became rich. See it? But right now we are beginning to be illuminated once more by the spirit of revelation from above, and we are being gathered back into that one body. We are being gathered back into the spirit, into the spiritual body, which is the body of God. Because we are actually, you know, a spiritual body. We originated from the spiritual body. Christ Jesus is the light that lighted every man that coming into this world. We all originated from that light. See, but we suffer tribulation and we groan under the powers of death. As long as we are ignorant of this mystery, as long as we are ignorant of our true nature, as long as we are ignorant that we all form part and part of, you know, parcel of the body of Christ. Any spirit that does not confess Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. The revelation today is that we are Christ, the Son of God. The revelation today is that there is no other apart from Christ. See it? There is no other apart from Christ. See, if we choose to confess any other thing apart from Christ, we only perish away and die off. But if we get the revelation of Christ in us and confess Him and walk in this revelation, we'll be saved. See, there's no point waiting for a Jesus Christ to come from the sky. Praise God. Because there's no such thing. There's no point waiting for a Jesus to come from underneath the seas. There's no such thing as waiting for a Jesus to appear in Jerusalem. There is no such thing, you know, as waiting for some kind of Armageddon, then Jesus appears. No. He's already present. He's present in you. Praise God. If the veil is lifted up from your face, you will recognize Christ in you. That is the hope of glory. Praise God. As we realize Christ in us, this is the coming of Christ. This is the manifestation of Christ upon the earth. He manifests Himself through us, through the body. We are the body. We are one with Christ. We are inseparable from Christ. Praise God. We are in the image and in the likeness of God. That is Christ. We are sons of God. Praise God. So any spirit that tries to separate you from what Christ is the spirit of the Antichrist. That is the spirit that seeks to veil you. You see, at times they do these things trying to protect the name of Jesus. They might have good intentions. They want to protect the name of Jesus. See, they feel it's blasphemy, you know, to be associated with the name of Jesus. See, but Paul makes it clear that even if we have known Jesus after the flesh, we know Him no longer after the flesh. There is no such thing as a flesh Jesus. He used that body for a season to manifest the invisible glory of God. Praise God. And right now He's manifesting Himself through you and I. We are the body of Christ. You only need to get this revelation and confess it. Praise God. It's by your confession that you will be saved. It's by your confession that you are set free. Praise God. If you recognize Christ in you, if you recognize your origin in the light body, which is the body of God, and confess it, you'll be saved. Confess it means walking in relation to that revelation. Walking in the light as is in the light. And that is what liberates us from the powers of death. Praise God, the powers that limit man, you know, to corruptibility and to mortality. We begin to realize that we live forever. We have endless life in us. Hallelujah. The door opens to a realm of unlimited blessings. A realm of joy and love. A realm of, you know, fellowshipping with gladness. A realm of unhindered access to the glory and power of God. Hallelujah. Because we are in the glory of God. We are part of that glory of God. See, in Adam we fall short of the glory of God simply because we were veiled. Adam fell short of the glory of God simply because Satan blinded the eyes of his understanding. He received from the knowledge of the, you know, three knowledge of good and evil, which is the knowledge, you know, that works through men. Carnality, the wisdom of this age, the wisdom of man. He started to live as a man. So he was blinded. See, he lost a knowledge of his portion in the glory of God. But the Son of God unveils us in this moment. He opens the eyes of our understanding and gets us back into the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. See, but freely we have access through the revelation of the name of Christ to enter back into the glory of God, to enjoy the immortal, impeccable glory of God. Praise God. It comes by revelation, understanding. He came to give us understanding that we are in Him, that is true, that we are in Christ. See, this is the knowledge that has eluded us in the day of our trouble. See, this is the knowledge that caused us, you know, to run to and fro, seeking for help. This is the knowledge that eluded us, that caused us, you know, to live as sinners, to live in shame. Hallelujah. But thank God the light has come. And God is saying, by, you know, walk in the boldness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Recognizing the grace that is in the blood of Jesus. He has come to reconcile us back in one in God. He has come to reconcile us back into that body of God so that we can enjoy the glory of God. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that the glory that I had with you from the foundation of the world, I have given to them. All that the Father has, He has given to the church. See it? Everything that Christ is what the church is. See, but people are still waiting for a Jesus externally. And when you hear that kind of doctrine, recognize that it is of the devil. It is the devil still trying to veil you. He's still trying to rob you of the knowledge of the fact that you are perfect as He is perfect. In you there is a light being as He is light. The way He is the way you are. Praise God. Somebody might argue, but the Bible says He will come back to meet a church that is without wrinkle, perfect, without spot and wrinkle. Yes. What that simply means is that He manifests Himself through that body that is without spots and wrinkle. Don't be deceived. The coming of Christ is an event within you. It's simply an unveiling of the Son of God in you. It's an unveiling of the image of God in you. Once you have mastered this secret and confessed this secret and conformed yourself in this secret, in due season you will manifest the glory of God. In due season, people shall see you. They shall see the God being manifested in the flesh. This is our calling. Jesus Christ says, the works that I do, you shall do. And we know that the works of Jesus was to manifest the invisible God in the flesh. His works were to reveal the true God and eternal life so that all men might see and be saved. And these are the same works we do. We do these works by recognizing this secret and conforming to this secret. Praise God. So the Antichrist spirit is a spirit that does not have the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, he will always tell you, yes, there's a Christ in you, but still there's a Christ without. That is the Antichrist spirit. See, he's not aware of the deep things of God. He uses the intelligence of man to, you know, to try to delve into the things of deity. Praise God. But these things are spiritually discerned, not carnally discerned. Now, some of these things may sound very foolish. At times when you preach these things, they laugh at you, they mock at you. See, at times they want to make a reference to your natural life. They want to make a reference to the fact that you still eat, you still do things like a normal man. See, but let us understand that the things of God, the wisdom that comes from above, from the Father of lights, will always be like foolishness in the eyes of God. In the eyes of men. gets it, the wisdom of God, it will always be like foolishness in the eyes of men. See, it is just foolishness in the eyes of men. Praise God. They cannot understand the things that pertain to God. It's impossible. See, let us bear in mind that your reading the letters in the Bible cannot give you life. Your reading the letters from the apostles cannot give you life. You need the Spirit of God to have a revelation of what these apostles meant when they wrote those letters. Otherwise, you'll be locking in the dark. See, and you risk crucifying the Lord again when you go about resisting the move of the Spirit. You risk crucifying the Lord again unto yourself when you try to hinder the flow of the revelation of Christ as it is coming forth in this hour. Praise God. The perfect will of God is that all men should know the truth. All men should know Him that is true. See it. God did not create you as a creature of the dust. God did not create you as a natural human being who is born out to live according to your natural instincts. God, you see, you are in the image of God and likeness of God. You are a celestial spiritual being. See, there must be a rebirth in you. There must be a change in your thinking. There must be a change in your comprehension. You must be born again. Because flesh and blood, that is the mind, the mindset, the mind frame of a natural mortal man, cannot see life, cannot see the glory of God. It cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must change your mindset. You must be born again. Change your mindset and begin to move by the Spirit. And Christ is that Spirit, praise God. That is our origin. That is our true identity. We are celestial spiritual beings. See, and only as we retain our spiritual nature, our true spiritual selves, which is the true form we had from the beginning, that is when we have access back into the glory of God. Praise God. So let us not, you know, think that any man can enter into glory except by this one principle, recognizing the truth. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is that which has been from the beginning. The truth is that which comes before the lie. The truth is that which we saw in the beginning when God created man in His image and His likeness. That is the truth. See, every other thing that comes after is a lie. God did not create you to live, you know, as a man of the dust. He did not create you to live, you know, in carnality. To live as a human being. We are sons of God. Praise God. Now, those who can comprehend this mystery, those who can hear the voice of the Spirit, the Bible says He has given them powers to become sons of God. So you retain that glory and authority, that power you lost in the beginning. So you can once more reign in life and life abundantly. Oh, praise God. Now, we'll go on to the 1 John chapter 4. We read the first few verses. Let us continue from verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Let's stop there. Now, at times you wonder, how come you preach this revelation truth and some people just can't get it, isn't it? And get worried. See it. Jesus Christ says, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. They hear my voice and they follow me. See, those that are of the truth will hear the truth and recognize the truth. You don't need to struggle and wrestle with brethren. You don't need to struggle and wrestle with people who do not have the revelation that you have. See it? And there is no point marveling when you get persecuted. When, you know, you preach this revelation of Christ and you get kicked out. When you preach this revelation of Christ and people stay away from you. You don't need to get, you know, perplexed. This thing is to be expected. See it? The majority follow after the lie. See, but there's a little flock that will hear the voice of the Lord and will follow on and enter into the place of life. Praise God. Greater is he that is in us, Christ in us. Amen. That he that is the world. Pray God, Christ is in us. So this is the King of glory. This is the one that rules and reigns over all. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Him that is in the world is man. Praise God. The systems of men and the systems of religion and all these things. There's no point bothering yourself and warning yourself when you get attacked, when you get rejected, and when people cannot understand and see what you see. If you have the revelation, enter in and enjoy life. Enter in and enjoy the glory of God. Perhaps in due season they will recognize and be converted. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are being gathered back into that one body, where we are knitted together in the bond of love. Praise God. There is only one body. And no man can say he hates his own body. When you come into that consciousness or awareness that you are me or I am you, you have arrived. You are me, I am you. We are one body from the foundation of the world. We are one light body. We are all in him and he in us. The Bible says it clearly that in that day you will know that I am in you and you in me. And I am in God. In that day you will know that you are Christ. You are in Christ and he is in you. And you are in God. Praise God. This is the knowledge that the devil robbed us of from in the foundation of the world. But Jesus has come to restore this revelation. He has come to restore this knowledge that we are one. That we are one body. Inseparable body. We are one spiritual body of light in God. See it. Once we are awakened to this reality, we have eternal life. Amen. Love flows. And the loving kindness of God flows like a river within us. The Antichrist is simply him that rejects the revelation, or rather is not aware of the mystery of the revelation of Christ in us. He's not aware of Christ in us, the hope of glory. He's not aware of our true nature, our true form, from the foundation of the world. What he simply sees is the outer. What he simply sees is the natural. Praise God. And he tries to separate us. See it, he tries to make us believe that we are separated from God and his glory. It's all in the mind, brethren. It's all in your belief. See, so these are the high things that we have to pull down right now. Destroy right now. Praise God. Tear down and pull down all the strongholds on the lies of Satan. that have told us that we are anything other than what Christ is. See, that we are anything other than what the Son of God is. Let us pull down those lies that try to, you know, rob us of the revelation of our identity in Christ, that we are in Him from the foundation of the world. Praise God. This is the mystery of the fellowship that God wants to reveal to the world in this hour. Because if they get it, if they can perceive and understand the mystery of this fellowship that was from the foundation of the world, then they will be saved. This is the only thing that can save man, to recognize the mystery of our fellowship in Christ, our union in Christ, our oneness in Christ, in the body of God from the foundation of the world. God is bringing it to light through the body, through the church today, so that the world can see and be saved. See it? Praise God. So let us discern the spirits. If you have this revelation, you will humble yourself and conform yourself to the Spirit. If you will humble yourself and conform yourself to the revelation of Christ from the foundation of the world, this is the key to salvation. Nothing else. Amen. While Christ comes to open the door and lead us back in, Satan takes the key and hides it from us, so that we are not aware of who we truly are. So brethren, discern the spirits. Discern the spirits, so that nobody robs you of your crown. There is no way a man can enter into life except through Christ Jesus. Except you are working in that image. This is the only way back into life. Amen.